From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. So now, the debate about the debate. Last night, the Democratic presidential contenders answered questions on CNN submitted by the users of the YouTube website. Well, today we ask, was this a watershed moment for the internet in politics or just a gimmick? NPR's Robert Smith has spent the day finding out how the bloggers and YouTubers are reacting.
The CNN YouTube debate turned out to be not quite as revolutionary as promised. The Democratic candidates still managed to dodge the questions.
Well, let me say first that on the question that was just asked to Senator Obama.
We prefer you stay on the question. If you
I'm going to stay on your question. I promise I'll answer that question. But first thing I want to say.
They still sniped at each other.
And I want to take on Barack Obama for a minute, who said he doesn't take money from lobbyists. Well, he has.
And they still rambled past their allotted times.
That can say we're going to eliminate all troops unless you're going to eliminate every physical person who's an American in Iraq.
Time.
Tell the truth for a change.
But despite the usual answers, the unusual questions did add something new to the debate. Unpredictability. You never knew if the next video would show someone, say, trotting out their assault rifle.
This is my baby, purchased under the 1994 gun ban. Please tell me your views.
Or rocking out on their guitar.
My taxes put some kids through college I can't afford to send myself. Now tell me, if you were elected president, what would you do to help? Also, I got a parking ticket last week. Could one of y'all pardon me?
And listen to that. When was the last time a question at a debate got a bigger applause than the candidates? The videos featured a father who displayed the folded flags from three generations of his family who died in the military. Another video featured aid workers in Darfur.
It was great television.
But Mika Sifri, the editor of the blog TechPresident.com, says it wasn't compelling use of the internet.
Beyond the notion that you could win the lottery and have your question asked, this wasn't all that different from a traditional debate where they don't really debate, and as best as they can, they try and get their talking points out.
CNN didn't provide much opportunity for people to follow up on their questions or comment on how the candidates answered, but YouTube did. On the site afterward, you could see how the questioners felt.
I'm still getting over my excitement, obviously.
Some were bitter that they didn't make the big show. This guy was wearing a wrestler's mask.
I'm a little ticked with CNN right now. You betcha.
And many, many others lunged at the chance to become armchair political pundits.
Hillary, you did great. You're that friend that whenever you go out drinking or you're out too late and you don't have a ride home, Hillary's the one you call to get you home. Obama, you're kind of like the smart guy, the really smart kid in the class that hasn't gotten his license yet. You're not ready. So maybe in a couple years, we'll come back and hang out.
After the debate, the candidates all said that they enjoyed the format, but none of them seemed truly comfortable during the debate, adopting a more casual YouTube tone or laughing along with the videos. Mika Sifri from TechPresident.com also noticed the disconnect.
It's going to be a while before a politician really grows up as a natural in this kind of world. These guys are all trying to adapt to the world of the internet. It's going to be our children who will show how one can really not just be comfortable in this world, but master it.
Next up, the internet will get its chance to take on the Republicans. YouTube is already soliciting videos for the next CNN debate in September. There's already more than a dozen video questions up in case the Republican candidates want to start practicing. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.